Gopi Jana Valabha Giri Varadari. Yasuda Nandana Braja Jana Anjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa, Parivaracharya. Astu tvasatatsya simanda zabangres is kampana chan. Sila isi bhakti vidanta swami prabhupada maraz ki jai. Ananta koti vajna bhinu ki jai. Namacharya shili haridas takur ki jai. Pramsi kahal si krishna chaitanya prabhu niti nanda. Si advaita gadatara si vasari si gaura bhakti vidanta ki jai. Sisi Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Syamakunda Radha Kunda Girgavadam Kaja Vrindavan Mathura Dham Kaja Simaya Panavadu Dham Kaja Sijaganapura Dham Kaja Gangamai Yamunamai Kaja Samatitosi Devi Bhakti Devi Kaja Samavirva Bhakti Vyana Kaja Nithai Gopinandi. All glories to the summon devotees. All glories to the summon devotees. All glories to some devotees. All glories to Sigur and Goranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rayanam Namaskritya Navam Cheva Narottam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasa Tato Jaya Mudire Nastra Payasvabhadrisu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistike. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, chapter 20, and text 4, 7. It's a series of texts beginning with 47. Title of this chapter is Conversation Between Maitreya and Vidura. Dehena Vai Bhogavata Sayano Bahuchintaya Sarge Nupachite Krodhad Utsaja Utsasaja Hata Vapuhi. Dehena vai Bhagavata Sayano Bahuchintaya Sarge Nupachite Krodad Utsa Saja Hata Vapuhi. Dehena vai Bhagavata Sayano Bahuchintaya Sarge Nupachite Krodhad Utsa Saja Hata Vapuhi. Can someone try? advantages. Any more advantages? Okay, word for word translation. And translation by His Divine Grace is confirmed, Acharya Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Dehena, with His body, Vai, indeed. Bhogavata, stretching out full length. Sayanaha, lying fully stretched. Bahu, great. Chintaya, with concern. Sarge, the creation. Anupachite, not proceeded. Krodha, out of anger. Usasaja, gave up. Ha, in fact. Tap, that. Vapuhi, body. Translation. Once Brahma lay down with his body, stretched at full length, he was very concerned that the work of creation had not proceeded apace. And in his sullen mood, he gave up that body too. Please kindly respond to the repeat. Once Brahma lay down with his body stretched, at full length, he was very concerned that the work of creation had not proceeded apace. And in a solely mood, he gave up that body too. So there's no purport. We'll go to text 4:8. Yehi yam tamuta kesha ahayaste gajak nire sapapasa patakura. Naga Bogoru Kamdara. Translation. O dear Vidura, the air that dropped from that body transformed into snakes. And even while the body crawled along with its hands and feet contracted, there sprang from it ferocious serpents and nagas with their hooves expanded. Please kindly respond to repeat.
Oh dear Vidura,
the air that dropped from that body transformed into snakes. And even while the body crawled along with its hands, and feet contracted, there sprang from it ferocious serpents and nagas with their hooves expanded. There's no pop-up, so we'll go to text 49. Sa atmana mam yamanaha Krita kritwa iwatma bu. Tada manu sadza sasa chante. Manasa loka bhavanam. Translation. One day, Brahma, the self-born, the first living creature, felt as if the object of his life had been accomplished. At that time, he evolved from his mind, the manus, who promote the welfare activities of the universe. Please kindly respond and repeat. One day, Brahma, the self-born, the first living creature, felt as if the object of his life had been accomplished. At that time, he evolved from his mind, the manus, who promote the welfare activities of the universe. He has no purpose, so we'll go to text 50. Tebyaso sijat swiyam. Puram purusam atmanam atmavam. Tadristva ye pura srista. Prasasam su prajapatim. Translation. The self-possessed creator gave them his own human form. Unseen the manus, those who had been created earlier, the demigods, the Gandharvas, and so on, applauded Brahma, the Lord of the universe. Please kindly respond and repeat. The self-possessed creator gave them his own human form. On seeing the manus, those who had been created earlier, the demigods, the Gandharvas, and so on, applauded Brahma, the Lord of the universe. No purpose, so we go to text 51. Aho etta jagat sastha sukritam batati kritam patistita kriyasmi sakam anam adamahi. So what translation? Aha. Oh. Etat. This. Jagat swastaha. O creator of the universe. Sukritam. Well done. Bata. Indeed. Te. By you. Kritam, produced. Pratisthitaha, established soundly. Kriyaha, all ritualistic performances. Yasmin, in which. Sakam, along with this. Anam, the sacrificial oblations, Adama, we shall share, he, ho. Translation. They prayed, O Creator of the universe, we are glad what you have produced is well done. Since ritualistic acts have now been established soundly in this human form, we shall all share the sacrificial oblations. Please kindly responsibly repeat. They prayed, O Creator of the universe, we are glad what you have produced is well done. Since ritualistic acts have now been established soundly in this human form, we shall all share the sacrificial oblations. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The importance of sacrifice is also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, verse 10. The Lord confirms there that in the beginning of creation, Brahma created the Manus along with the ritualistic sacrificial method and bless them, quote, continue these sacrificial rites and you will be gradually elevated to your proper position of self-realization and will also enjoy material happiness, unquote. All the living entities created by Brahma are conditioned souls and are inclined to lord it over material nature. The purpose of sacrificial rituals is to revive gradually the spiritual realization of the living entities. That is the beginning of life within this universe. These sacrificial rituals, however, are intended to please the Supreme Lord. Unless one pleases the Supreme Lord, or unless one is in Krishna conscious, or unless one is Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy either in material enjoyment or in spiritual realization. Om Gyana Timiranasya Gyana Jana Sarankaraya Saksu Lamaritam Yena Tasmai Sivurve Maha Suchetaya Manovistam Stavetam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Karamaya Dadati Swapadantika Vanchakalpatari Vachara Kripatsambhi Vachara Patitanam Pavi Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Samadha Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinam Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pichavani Nirvasesa Swami Bhagi Prasati Visitari Pandisi Krishna Chaitanya Vishnanda Sahodaka Gurudaya Prasvanta Chita Chaitanya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadarara Sivasari Sigora Bhaktavita Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, thank you, Rama, Rama, Rama. So, welcome everyone to this segment of the morning program, the Bhagavatam class. And we're reading a series of texts here, and the text 47, the translation, the words, even the English words used by Prabhupada, they're very, I'm very enchanted by those, by the language factor there. Things like apace, swelling. sometimes
People need just to read Prabhupada's books and they can become so highly learned in terms of grammar and structure, in terms of self-expression, in terms of their language, language expression. So, here, Lord Brahma, basically the word appears, implies that something is expected to be done swiftly, quickly. You expect the work to be done as soon as possible. And if that expectation is not met, there is the high probability that the person becomes sullen or morose, becomes sad, becomes gloomy. That's exactly what happened to Lord Brahma. So if Lord Brahma has expectations, and his expectations are not met, and he feels gloomy, what about people that he created? What about us? We are products of Lord Brahma. The God who created us is not beyond the jurisdiction of the effects of modes of nature. Expectations. There are so many things to learn from the Bhagavatam. So here, Lord Brahma had these high expectations. He has this target goal. His goal was not met. He felt morose. In fact, it was so painful to him, he gave up that body. I mean, it's like somebody, you know, you expected things to go really rosy and and your expectations are dashed. People commit suicide. Oh, yeah. So, we find that what is happening to conditioned souls now on this planet, within even in the 21st century, it's not something strange because we are conditioned by the three modes of material nature. So we have that tendency to be elated when we achieve our goals or we meet our expectations. And if the expectations are not met, especially people who have all these high expectations from others. Yeah, you can set high goals for yourself, but why you have to set high goals for others? Because you'll be disappointed and you may end up committing suicide. Even with yourself, with our own self, there is this principle, the goal, setting goals theory. There's the principle that don't set too much high goal for yourself. Be reasonable. Be rational. Do something that, you know, there is this saying that, you know, sometimes people put their hearts, they throw their hearts on the ceiling where their hands cannot meet, and they will need some ladder if they want it. That is super high expectations. You set so much of high goals for yourself, and you don't have the facilities to meet those goals. You are not able to develop the strategies to match and to keep up with those goals, to achieve your objectives, your aims. So it could be disappointing. So Lord Brahma had his high goal. He set high goals for himself. He wants this creation process to be done swiftly. And that was not forthcoming. So he was disappointed. He was repressed, depressed, gloomy. And he did something. He changed his body. So,
That is something that we could contemplate on, we can think about. Not setting too much of high goals for ourselves, even for our children. I know of kids who committed suicide in medical school. Because the parents tell them, you have to go and do medicine, you have to go and do medicine. If the medicine is so cheap, it's so easy, why don't you become a doctor? Why impose it on your child, setting too much of high goals for somebody else? It could be suicidal. And I've seen cases like that in academia, students who commit suicide. It's so common, especially in India. At least in America, you know, kids are liberal. Or parents are liberal to some degree. They want you to do something that you feel comfortable with. But in some cultures, especially in India, you know, you have to go and do engineering, you have to go and do medicine. But if, you know, I had one of my students, the parents, the father had a PhD in clinical research, the mother has 2 master's degrees, and then they went the daughter to go and study medicine. So she got admission in an Ivy League in America, full scholarship. She's very smart. But, you know, the point is that she was doing engineering. If you want to read medicine, you don't go and do hard things like engineering. You go and read some simple course, some science course, so that you can have high GPA and then be able to get accessibility to medical school. But she was doing engineering. And then she was failing. She was failing the courses because she was doing engineering and pre-med in an Ivy League in America. High expectations we impose on people or we impose on ourselves can be disastrous. So I told her, you have to change your course. Move out from the engineering department. So she did. That is how she was able to scale through and graduated. So, the bottom line is that if we don't meet our expectations, we feel disappointed with ourselves, and we may end up feeling gloomy like Lobrano. So, in the last text here, is basically how the other demigods, the prior creatures of Lord Brahma before the Manus, they were very much appreciative of what Lord Brahma had done, appreciative thinking. Sometimes we are not able to appreciate people because we're not able to appreciate what people have done because we don't even appreciate what we have done. Self-appreciation. Without self-appreciation, it is very difficult to appreciate what others have done, no matter what. And some people, they don't have that, you know, that sense of appreciation at all. No matter what the child does, no. No matter what the spouse does, no. But we see here in this text, these devatas, they are appreciating Lord Brahma. They are showing a sense of appreciative thinking. Appreciative mindset motivates individuals to perform higher. Because it's a sense of inspiration. And therefore, even in the devotional community, especially those who are engaging others to do services, we should try to show some sense of appreciation when someone does some service, especially voluntary services. We need to show appreciation.
just to be able to motivate, to inspire the volunteers. And this is, we can take a cue from this text here, even these Gandharvas. They were appreciating what Lord Brahma has done. He did something they perceived to be very nice. So they said, yes, you've done well. Why do we need to do this? Because it matters. Appreciative thinking matters. Appreciative mindset matters. If you appreciate someone's achievements, automatically they become your friend. Oh yeah, but try, even your own child, they should do something, and then you give just some sweet words of encouragement. I saw this, you know, one of my cousins, he had a son, and the son was very smart in high school, but then, within their setting, no matter how, if even you have AAA in all the subjects, and if you don't have a credit in English, you will not have admission into the university. So his son had that type of situation where he didn't get credit in English language. But then the father is a mathematician, and so the father, just chastise him days after days. And he felt morose. So I visited and I asked him, so are you ready to go to college now? He said he didn't get a credit in English. So I said, let me see your report. So I saw the report and I got all of the other, like seven A's. So I said, oh, you did so well. All that you would do is re-register the English and face it and get A in the English. And you know what this boy told me? He said, why don't your brother be like you? Remember what he's referring to his father. His father was just banging him and so appreciation can help people get stabilized in their functional realities. But if we just want people to be so parker, we should be example. We should be parker ourselves and become role models. So sacrifices are important, and Prabhupada makes reference to the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna says, that these activities are important because it's also a process of purification. We find people who are very much involved with a different type of sacrifices, but it is also recommended in the Gita. The point is that people get gradually purified when they perform ritualistic activities. So the important thing is for such people to be encouraged. And the most important thing is for one to be Krishna conscious. Then one can really be happy in this world, in this life, and in the next. In fact, that is the last statement Prabhupada gives in the purport here. These sacrificial rituals, however, are intended to please the Supreme Lord. Unless one pleases the Supreme Lord, or unless one is Krishna conscious, one cannot be happy in either in material enjoyment or spiritual realizations. We want to be self-realized. We need to make some sacrifice. We have to sacrifice enjoyment proclivity and connect deeper with the holy names. Yes, any comments or questions? The chanting of the holy name is the greatest sacrifice we have to perform in Kali Yuga.
the greatest sacrifice of Kali Yuga. Bhagavatam says the intelligent people perform this sacrifice. They take to the chanting of the holy name. And sometimes people say, well, I'm a Kirtan here, you know, so I don't need to chant japa. Good for you. Yes, any comments or questions?
Maharaj, thank you for the class. I had a question about, you're talking about expectation.
Mm.
So, if I think you mentioned it was Lord Brahma's expectation, was it? Is that what it is, that he couldn't, and so he wanted a new body? My question is that, is it our expectation that if we can't meet, that depresses us, or is it someone else's expectation?
Both ways. For instance, first, appreciate your question. This is very topical. Now, expectations are important factors, and that is why we set goals for ourselves. Now, if we have too much expectation, excessive expectation from somebody, we can be disappointed, and we feel morose. And if we also have too much expectation from ourselves, that comes when we set a bar too high for our achievements. And if we don't achieve it, we feel disappointed. That's the exact scenario in text 47, where Prabhupada translates those words to imply apes sulin. Apace means swiftly. The work has to be done swiftly. And sullen means morose, gloomy. The work supposed to be done swiftly. That's an expectation. It's not forthcoming. You feel gloomy. So both sides. Whether you set expectation from somebody else, whether for your child, your spouse, or yourself, if the expectation is too high, we should have reasonable expectations. In other words, we should set reasonable goals. Goals that are achievable. If we set goals that are not achievable, that are not easily achievable, it's also good. It makes us to work very hard. But if we don't have that stable mind, a balanced mindset, we can feel so disappointed and depressed even if the goal is not achieved. Yeah. Any other comments?
Maharaj, when I was reading this section, I didn't completely take Brahma's reaction in a very negative way. I also took it in a positive way, in the sense that his desire to serve, meaning, you know, he really wants to create, and this subtle body is not serving him, so that he gave it up. So I also took it as there's a certain element of like detachment.
Oh.
And some, you know, his subtle body is not serving him, so he gave up that subtle body, and then he continued with the process. I want to hear your comment on that.
Well, the whole idea about Brahma's situation is such that, you see, first of all, we have to understand that Brahma's body is dominated by intelligence. Our bodies are predominated by earth element, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and falsehood. The predominating element in our bodies on this realm, on this planet, is earth, gross body. Brahma's body is dominated by intelligence.
And so yes, his body is subtle. Okay. Intelligent, we cannot hold intelligent. So but then, the point is that that is his natural body. The point is that he said he had expectations. He set some goals for himself, and he was expecting to meet with that, which was not forthcoming. So he felt disappointed. He felt disappointed, very, very disappointed. And then it became gloomy. And this happens a lot in our everyday realities. We want to excel in a particular area, so we set the goals for ourselves. We want to do this and do this at this time and that time. And at the end of the day, we reflect in, when we go to bed, we reflect in what we achieved in the day. What did the to-do list, did we meet everything on the to-do list? And even just that, we can feel disappointed with ourselves that we didn't meet with all of the to-do list for the day. So Brahma has a huge service to perform. And so he had set some expectations for himself. And that was not forthcoming. The work was not moving swiftly. That's how he became very disappointed and gave up that body. Any other comment or questions? Yes, please, Babu.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your class. My question is, you say we should not have high expectation, but being a devotee of Krishna is already a high expectation. So how do you...
The higher expectation, even in devotional life, we could set too much high goal that we are not able to meet, and we could feel morose if that benchmark is not met. So I'll give an example. So say you, during the new year, you take a vow, from today I'm going to chant 64 rounds every day. Yes, we know the Prabhupada said minimum is 60 rounds, but then this is a high goal you're setting for yourself, which is good. But if you're not able to meet with that goal, you could feel disappointed. You could feel morose. You could feel that I'm a failure. And therefore, even in devotional service, we should not. I know of also some people. I know one of my god sisters in Washington, D.C. She's an elderly lady, but you know, she goes to Baltimore Temple to do the puja. She goes to Apotamic Temple to do the puja. As I said, see, you're not getting younger. So we should understand, we should look at what we can do and weigh that with the minimum requirement instead of setting too much of, you know. For instance, if you want to wake up too early, that's good. But if your age is telling on you, when you're young, I remember when I was in my 20s, you know, we could go to a program, night program, and eat even at 12 o'clock. These days, if I eat even at 7, at 7 p.m., I'm in trouble. So we should examine our situation and see what is helping us to forge ahead swiftly, favorably, in devotional service.
I was saying that the goal of a devotee is to become pure of heart, you know, be humble, and so many other qualities we need to develop. They all seem to be high expectations to me, in my position. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, we have some faith or some, you know, that we need to continue and eventually we may develop those conditions. In that sense, I was saying, your examples are very clear, and we've seen cases of people waking up at 2 in the morning for some time and then they can maintain it. But even just the very basics and the process of it is the expectation that you become pure, you become humble, you become, you know, and those are parallel bhakti yoga practices. So they seem to be high by default, even if you want to extra, you know, just it seems to be high by default. But still the expectations are high, but we cannot be depressed if we don't achieve them because it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So how, that's the part I was tracking.
Yeah, these expectations are not really like, they are not beyond the jurisdiction of the devotee. Because we have seen people who practice, who were on the path, and they became purified. They attained these wonderful qualities. So, if we are aspiring, or people are expecting us to have this type of modus operandi, or modus vivendi, then that is within our scope, because it's proper to not give us teachings that are beyond our reach. Whatever Prabhupada has given to us is something that is achievable. In other words, the goals we have in devotional, in our devotional life, they are achievable. Others have achieved it. They become perfected, they become beyond devotion. So they are achievable goals, okay? Yes, we just have to work on ourselves and get there. So we don't feel, if even we are not 100% humble today, we just keep trying and then we'll get there. We'll get there.
I understand it's very important in encouraging children in whatever they're doing and their goals. However, it's also equally as important to highlight their endeavor and their work ethic, because the goal may not always be achieved by them. So, but in any case, we should encourage their work ethic and their endeavor. And that's kind of what devotional, Krishna doesn't see whether we're successful or whether we fail, but he sees the endeavor and he gives us encouragement just by our endeavor. Hare Krishna.
Any other last question? Take about a minute more or 30 seconds more. The young man here wants to, okay.
Hari Bo. What you're saying just reminds me of the Upadeshamrita, you know, with Niyamagraha, meaning we must not follow the rules too much nor too little. And I'm just thinking that different types of people lean in different directions. There are some people who try, what you're saying, to follow, have very high goals, very high expectations, follow the rules too much, that they fall short. And then there's others who, on the other side of that, lean towards leniency and to having, oh, well, I don't want to have high expectations of myself because I don't want to fail myself. So what is the... It seems that in both direction, everyone needs to come towards like some middle point. I know myself, I will lean back. I'll say, I'm not gonna be able to follow through on this, so why should I even make the endeavor? So how, but in the long term, that's not supporting my transformation or my growth. So what is like the middle point?
Yeah, the middle point is that Prabhupada has given us. I remember vividly when Prabhupada was to give for first initiation at 26 Second Avenue, The devotees, his devotees asked, because at the time they didn't even know anything about regulatory principles or whatever. And so they asked that, we're going to be taking a decision, what is our commitment? And Prabhupada said, you chant 64 rounds. And then he said, no, we cannot. And Prabhupada said, 32 rounds. They said, no, we cannot. And then Prabhupada said, minimum 60 rounds. So we have a standard. Someone may say they want to do more than that, good for you. But the standard, if we meet that standard and we are stabilized in rendering service, we'll gradually become purified. Minimum standard Prabhupada has already given to us.
It seems to me that probably for many people also, even that standard, it's just, well, and I don't even say that to push back, but just realistically, so many, like Prabhupada's standard is the Brahminical standard, and he's coming to a culture that is not a Brahminical culture by any means. So in a way, even Prabhupada's baseline standard seems to be above the pay grade of most people.
Yeah, that is the practical point of view. But you look at it. And Prabhupada, when he came to New York to establish this Krishna consciousness movement, majority of the people that came to him were Bohemians. They were crackheads. They were sexomaniacs. But this process is so transformative. Those people, I know the case of what's the name of this devotee who translated so many of He translated so many of the Acharya's books. One of Prabhupada's disciples. He's late now. No, not Gopiparan. Kusakrata, I know his case. When he came to 26 Second Avenue, he would always be deadly drunk. Sometimes he would lie on the floor across. And Prabhupada, when he's coming, Prabhupada will meander like this. The same person became so purified. He did so much of service, literary work, literary exposition. He said, saw a big standard and encouraging mark for all of us that anybody who takes to this process of Krishna consciousness following the minimum standard can become purified swiftly in this life and go back to Godhead. Let's keep in mind that we don't expect everyone to follow even the minimum standard Prabhupada has given to us. That's okay. But we should encourage our members of Krishna consciousness movement to follow the minimum standard that Prabhupada has given to us, so as to expedite the process of extrication from the charcoals of material incoherences, from the charcoals of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Or an empowered guru, Ishkan guru, tells a disciple to follow. In my own life, I see that. Maybe I have a limited capacity, but the empowerment has more power that comes within me to go beyond my capacity. We should depend on that. Mercy and my endeavor together will succeed.
Yeah. That's very correct. In fact, I had developed some type of theory on that, reflecting on what happened to Prabhupada, reflecting on what happened to Subal in relation to Krishna's instruction to him. That, and this is how it came about, my theory, that the instruction of the guru is also encapsulated with empowerment. We see that in the case of Krishna giving Subal instruction to do the impossible. And Subal did not query, did not ask him, hey Krishna, you asking me to bring Radharani right now? And you know that that is not possible because she's been guarded by the mother-in-law. No, he didn't ask that. He went ahead and Krishna empowered him with intelligence to be able to execute that instruction. We see also in the case of Prabhupada. Prabhupada, the very first time he met his guru, he gave him an instruction, whenever you have money, print books, go and preach Krishna consciousness in the English-speaking countries. But Prabhupada had to strategize for years ahead of time to be able to execute that. But Prabhupada did it. He didn't claim the victory. He said, it is Krishna, it is his spiritual master who should just use him as an instrument. So if you understand that, the devotee, every devotee, can do wonderful things for Krishna. If we understand and we believe that our efforts alone is not enough, we need the mercy of Krishna. We need the mercy of the Guru. We need mercy of the devotees around us to be able to achieve our goals. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.